These weeks, we read about the heartfelt feelings of our Oves HaKadoshim. So let me share with you a fascinating idea from the Satmar Rebbe about the power of tefillah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, "Miyom shenechrav Beis HaMikdash," from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, "Ninalu shari tefillah." The gates of tefillah were sealed. However, even though the gates of tefillah are closed, "Shari demois lo ninalu." The gates of tears are never sealed. Hashem listens to every heartfelt tefillah, especially one that is accompanied by tears. And the question is, if the gates of tefillah are closed, then why do we go to daven every day? And where do all of our tefillahs go? Are they all wasted tefillahs? Says the Satmar Rebbe, Chazal say that tefillahs dvarim ha'omdim beruma shel olam. Tefillah stands in the highest realms, in the upper echelons of the world. What does it mean, beruma shel olam? Why doesn't it say that tefillah is very chashuv, tefillah is very significant? Why beruma shel olam? So the Satmar Rebbe explains something remarkable. Beruma shel olam means that all of our tefillahs are literally stacked up high, right at the sealed gates of tefillah. Every single tefillah that we say, even fast and distracted tefillahs, even rushed tefillahs, tefillahs without kavanah, they all accumulate at that gate. A massive pile of unanswered tefillahs are sitting there waiting. Then one day, we daven a sincere tefillah, something real, something deep. A tefillah with great kavanah, a tefillah with deep emotion, a tefillah that elicits tears. And that one tefillah comes and it crashes right through the gate. And when it breaks through, it drags all those other accumulated tefillahs in with it. And then we are zoicha to receive our Yeshua. So we think it was today's tefillah with kavanah that saved the day. That's the one that prompted our Yeshua. But really, it was today's tefillah together with all the thousands of tefillahs that were waiting by the gate for all those months and all those years. So not a single tefillah was wasted. Nothing disappeared. They were all oimdim beruma shel olam. They were all standing and waiting and accumulating. And when that special moment comes, when the right tefillah finally opens the lock, everything pours into Shemaim all at once. And we experience a Yeshua beyond anything that we ever imagined. What a beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe. With that, I want to share with you an incredible story. This story happened about 100 years ago in Yerushalayim. There was a family where lo aleinu, every child that was born passed away shortly after birth. One tragedy after another. Whenever the mother conceived, the fear, the anxiety was overwhelming. So broken and desperate, they went to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the God Ladar, and they begged him for a segula. They asked him some advice, some direction. What can we do? He told the parents a remarkable thing. If you accept upon yourself, they will not buy for the baby anything new. From the moment the child is born, no new clothing, no toys, no new carriages or beds. Only if the child himself asks for something new, only then could you buy him something new. This, he said, would be a segula for the child to live a long life. It was very strange to them, but they accepted it. A few months later, the mother gave birth to a healthy boy. At the bris, they dressed the baby in old ragged hand-me-downs. And as promised, the parents never bought anything new for the child. Everything was borrowed. The people in the neighborhood assumed that the family was extremely poor. So the people constantly sent them used clothing and toys and whatever the child needed. Years passed, the child was constantly wearing oversized clothing. Sleeves too long, pants too wide. He never asked for anything new. He assumed his parents were very poor. Purim came, everyone had nice costumes, and he came dressed in the same old shmatas. He became bar mitzvah, still nothing new. He wore an old worn-down hat from some third cousin from years earlier. The sight of him was heartbreaking. The boy grew older, he entered yeshiva, and everyone saw how poorly dressed he was. But he never asked for anything new. Finally, he became a chassan. And a few weeks before the wedding, he couldn't bear the thought of standing under the chuppah dressed like a beggar. So one night he came home from yeshiva and he was trembling. He mustered up some courage and he approached his parents and he started to cry. Tati, mommy, I beg you, please, at least buy me a new shirt and a new suit for my wedding. At least that. I will be embarrassed to stand next to my kala and hand me down rags. And he sobbed uncontrollably. At that moment, his parents burst into tears as well. For the first time in his life, He finally asked for something new. His mother said, "Come, I want to show you something." She took out a box full of money and she said, "We never bought you anything new because we accepted a Kabbalah from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Only when you ask, can we buy you something new? But not once in your life did you ever ask, until now. All these years, I went to the stores in Geula, and my heart shattered. You are my only son. I wanted to buy you everything, but I was not allowed. I made a promise. So every day, I took that money I wanted to spend in Geula and other stores, and I put it inside this box, and I waited and I waited. I waited for this moment, and now, finally, you ask me. Here, take the entire box and buy yourself whatever you want." And perhaps this is the idea of the Satmar Rebbe. Hashem sees that we are in pain. We need yeshuas, we need refuas, shidduchim, parnasa, nachas from our children. And every day he waits for us to truly ask. But so often, even when we come to shul, we lack sincerity. Our kavana is weak. So he sets aside our tefillas, piling them up at the gate. And then one day, we truly ask. We offer one sincere tefillah, one genuine cry from the heart. And that tefillah breaks open the vault. And Hashem goes and he hands us that box of yeshuas. And he showers us with everything that we need. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.